Kumlan about Gemara. So the Mishnah said if a carbon usher got mixed up with a carbon shlamim, a carbon shlamim you can eat for 2 days and one night. A carbon usher is only 1 day and one night. And the Mishnah says that according to Rav Shimon, you take the chumra of both of them, which is going over Yassi Gemara, you limit it to whatever the chumra is. And the Rabbana said, no, you can't do that because you're limiting emavin kachim by subsol. You can't do that. You are limiting the time that you can eat the kachim and eventually might become noisa. Instead, you let it wait, you know, contract the mum, and then you sell it and you buy new kabanas with it. So it seems that Rav Shimon doesn't agree with the whole concept of emavin kachim by subsol. So let's start quickly. Tani Tana Kameh Rav, so we learned before Rav, Shavis, Kam Shmita, Ein Leichim B'demeh Truma, with the money from Shemitah. You're not allowed to buy Truma with it, because Truma you can eat forever. So Shemitah is unlimited. You have to finish it, this man beer, before Pesach, and therefore you can't do that. Amru Rabbanu Kameh D'Rabba, Rabbanu said, V'Rabba Hod D'Leik Rav Shimon. Obviously, this din that you don't want, you're telling me we don't want to limit the time of eating, cannot follow Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon, Ha'amah, didn't Rav Shimon say, Na Mishnah, Mevi'in Kotchin, Le'beis Absol. He's not worried about if you're limiting the time of something. Amaluhu, I feel the tame of Shimon. You can say it's Rav Shimon. Hani mili the Ovid, if it happened already. So holding up Shimon is, once you have this mixture, it's all a mess up, we don't care. Ablachat chilaloi, but not from the outset. Okay, so Shimon is made from the outset, you shouldn't limit. Top of the page of 76. Ulachat chilaloi, Esa Abaya, you tell me then that. Esa Abaya has a question, the Kulan, we did this right yesterday. The Kulan, Rashayn, Kainim, Lashanas, Vachilos, the Kainim can do whatever they want with the food of the Kabanas, how they want to cook it, Achon, eat it, Sluyan, they can roast it, Shlukin, they can stew it, Lashan, they can cook it. The law says, they can do whatever they want with it, whichever tastes best. And the law says the Tarchin, they permitted to put inside it, Tavle Chulin, with Tavle Turma. They can put on the spices of Chulin and spices of Turma, Divir Bishma. So what is he from here? Lechatchila, we are taking now. Truma, spices of truma, and we are limiting the time that you can eat it, because now that it became part of a carbon, it has to be eaten within 24 hours or 36 hours. So,
doesn't have any time limit.
No. You know what you want. Omalei, so Rabba answered back, Hanuch le truma's tavle de rabbanon. Don't ask me a question from the truma of spices, only the rabbanon. Me'ataida truma is, according to many Rishonim, only by wine, oil, and grains. According to the Rambam, also fruits. But everyone agrees that vegetables and herbs and all that is only with Rabbanon. And when it's the Rabbanon, there we're not worried about if you're limiting the time you can eat it. So, at all. However, in our...
But
that's irrelevant. There's no limit at all. You're not allowed to, the idea, you're not allowed to take something limited. You're putting yourself in a situation that could be you'll be over an Issa D'Raisa of Noisa. You know, put yourself in the situation. So Yu Rabba came along and said that everyone agrees that Chatzchili shouldn't do that. It's only Ibn Evid. In our mission, you got mixed up, right? What do you do? You, to Rabban say,
you by having it on the cob, you're limiting the time that you can eat the truma.
That's right.
And you're doing tavlin, which is garnish.
What's the relevance of it? Whatever you put it on a piece of meat, and that piece of meat you don't eat, it's not garnish. That piece of meat, you have a little bit of truma now that you brought. You invite Eisve Sabaya asked another question to Rabba. Ain't loikin truma. You should not purchase truma because of Maisa Sheni. Don't use the money in Maisa Sheni. They used to take the Maisa Sheni and exchange it for money and then bring it up to the Shlaim. Don't use that money to buy truma. Why not? Shememai Bachi lost the truma. Could have been eaten forever. But now that's Maisa Sheni. It has to be eaten. What are you, reducing here? You're reducing the place. It could only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Till now, there's no limit, time limit when you have to finish eating your Shemaisa Sheni by, but there is a problem, and that is the space where you eat it. You're limiting. You shouldn't be imposing any limits on Truma. And it says clearly, Rav Shimon, Mati, the problem is, Rav Shimon says, no problem. He holds, there's no such thing as limiting. So it's a kasha. You're saying it's only about the Yevit. Here's L'chatchila. Ishtikle, he was quiet. So Rabbi was quiet. So it sounds like the Rabbi conceded to Abaya that maybe even L'chatchila of Shun holds, there's no problem to go ahead and yimay it.
So whenever you use the money of Meiser, you impose the rules of the Meiser,
yes,
to whatever
you do. The Kedushas of Meiser is Chal on
yeah.
the money.
That's right.
And then what you buy with that has to...
And the only difference between...
You believe in how it's a soul, you have to do this, you have to Chal on the Meiser Shem, you've got to chuck the coins away.
Yeah, well, it's one coin, I'll put it on.
Whatever.
ki also the kamed Rabbi Yisa. When he referred to Rabbi going to Rabbi Yisa, when he repeated in the conversation, Amalei. So Rabbi Yisa at Abaye, Amai loy teisim ha. You'll see from this, Rabbi Yisa was pretty sharp as well. He said, Abaye, why didn't you ask a question of Rabbi from the following? It says, Ein mevashlin. It says in the Mishnah, Ein mevashlin yerek shal shviyas. You're not allowed to cook shviyas vegetables b'shem mil shal truma. You're not allowed to cook shviyas vegetables with oil of truma. You're not allowed to. Why? Shaloi. And the reason is shaloi. Avia kodesh by sapsul. By taking the oil of truma, mixing it with the vegetables of shemitah, you're limiting the time that you can eat the truma. Rab Shimon matir. Rab Shimon says it's no problem. So we see kluvim here. We're talking about the chatchilah. Rab Shimon says it's all right. Amle Baya said, you want to know why he didn't ask the question? Because once he gave me a good answer, that when it comes to matters of the Rabbanon, we don't really care, and vegetables is only the Rabbanon. V'lav mi oisvisim o'tavim, asked the Rabbah a question from the spices, and v'omli told me, hanach lo trumas tavim, the Rabbanon, leave trumas tavim alone, the Rabbanon, we don't impose this gzeda of being gotcha by the soul when it comes to Rabbanon. Ochanami trumas yed Rabbanon, vegetables Rabbanon. The obvious question is, which I don't understand what you're saying here, but you're going to ask us straight away anyway. Which one here is the truma? The vegetables is not the truma. The vegetables should be the oil. Oil is not traded to everybody. So Rabbi Yeh says back to Abaye, if that's the answer, if that's the reason why you didn't question from this Mishnah, then the Mishnah says, Pumfakert, Yerek shel truma, a vegetable of truma, which is only Rabbanon, b'shem shel shvi, you're allowed to chatchil mix it with oil or shmita, even though you're limiting the time, chatchil you're allowed to do that. And the reason we could Rabban, but doesn't say that. It's talking about the Raisa. So he says, okay, v'lav mi oisvita masis matir. Rabbi said, there's another reason why I didn't ask for him. I already asked him a question from my Mishnah, which clearly said the same thing. Rabbi Shimon said, l'chatchila, you're allowed to, if it's mixed up, you're allowed to l'chatchila be machmir. Why? Because I'm not worried about mevi'in kotchmeis apsol when it's the eved. The matir Rabbi Shimon v'omeli told me the yadav. I mean, it's no matter if we got mixed up. So hachanam mi the yadav. He'll tell me that this Mishnah is talking about it already got mixed up. It already got mixed up. Freddy Gemara. So Rabbi Rabbi says, Rabbi, it can't be, it's already happened. Because it's a machlekes. The Rabban say, you're not allowed to do that. And Rabbi Shimon say, allowed to. What do you mean, I'll do what? If it already happened, what aren't you allowed to do? Eat out of. So why shouldn't you cook? If the oil already got mixed up with the vegetables, it's it. Fafal, it's mixed up. And right now, you're allowed to eat it. So what are you going to tell me? Don't cook it up, so let it rot and everything else. What? You have a chance of eating up the truma. There should be no nothing left over. What do you mean? What's the svar rabbanon? So Rabbi answers back. What do you mean? Media the havi asher shlomim. So I go asher shlomim. They got mixed up, and Rabbanon say, don't do anything. Over here also, don't do anything. So Rabbi says, Rabbi, what are you talking about? Me dummy, how can you appear? Hossam, when the Rabbanon say don't do anything, they don't mean don't do anything. When the Rabbanon say the animal of Shlomi got mixed up with the animal of Asham, and they say, no, we don't want to be shechted like the Chomash Abem, because you're limiting your time. So what do Chomash say? What do you do? You let the animal wander about, wait till it contracts a moon, sell it with the money, you buy those kabbalas, replace it. That's what the Rabbanon wants you to do. So there is an alternative, there's an option. Over here, the Rabbanon say the vegetables and the oil got mixed up, don't do anything. What are they saying? Throw it in the garbage.
Wait till it becomes possible.
Yeah. Or throw it out. He said, over there's a tekana, let it wander about. Oh, less it's tekana, there's no tekana. Why would the Rabbanon say, stop you from cooking? It doesn't make sense if it already happened. Holy dummy, you know what this case would be, Rabbi Yisrael Zabaya? If you're talking about a case that already happened, it's talking about, just like in the Mishnah, in the last Mishnah we learned, what have you already shechted the kabbanis, and then the pieces of meat got mixed up, Ashram Shlamim, what did Rabban say? Don't do anything? Of course they don't say that. You have no breda. They say, eat it, but eat it like the chomer. Same thing over here. If the oil got mixed up already, you have no breda. The king, let's take it. The oichu, kachomash, might not be maskif. They'd be maskim. So Rabbi Yisrael Zabaya, I don't understand why. You didn't ask for the Mishnah. And for the first time, Abaye was stumped. Abaye didn't throw it in, but you once told us, 6 years ago, this and this. Abaye said nothing. Came along Ravina, Masker Ravina. Ravina came along and said, me dummy. So it's not clear which Ravina this is, because if it's Ravina Lavashi, it didn't happen in the same conversation. Maybe he just took up. Yeah. Me dummy, he said, no, you couldn't ask him this Mishnah, you know why?
He's reflecting on the conversation.
Could be, yeah. it could be me dummy. How can you compare the case of our Mishnah Chaticha Chatichas and the case of the Mishnah of the Shemin Shal Yerek with Shvis? Chaticha Shebetachaticha less late Kantakal. There's absolutely no alternative. The Chachamim will stop you from eating. What did they achieve? Absolutely nothing other than turning things into Noisa. Hi, but in this case of here, in the case of the oil and the Yerek, Issa Tekanta, there is still a Takana. How? Bischita. You take every vegetable and you squeeze the oil out. So you could squeeze oil, so it could be a chamoli machmen and say, no. You're now being cut your base of soil, don't go ahead and cook it. Even though it's mixed up, don't go ahead and cook it. What's the alternative? Squeeze out from each vegetable the oil. But Rabbi Yosef, why taka didn't he think of that? Rabbi Yosef, a very simple thing. Heichin is, where exactly are you planning to squeeze? I remember, where you're going to squeeze out these vegetables? Yerushalayim, remember we're talking about here, you have vegetables of Shemitah and oil from Truma. Where are you going to squeeze out the vegetables? If you're in Shalayim, hey, Nischet. Nischet, if you squeeze it all out, if you're going to squeeze it all out, Kamasi b'shvis, then you know, Shemitah loses out. Because when you squeeze it out, you always take out the juice from the liquids from the vegetable itself, and Shemitah now is losing. Sorry, I'm talking about Shemitah. Shemitah loses out. You're not allowed to. What do you do with this oil? The oil? The oil, you can sell it through me, you're allowed to sell, but on a cheaper market. You're not allowed to sell Shemitah. So it comes out that mixed in there, you have some Shemitah there. So Shemitah loses out. Nischepurta, and if you only can squeeze out a little bit, so it's more like symbolic than anything else. So if you do come out, it's just a mix. It's not realistic that every drop of oil, only limiting to every drop of oil of Truma, was squeezed out, and nothing of the Shemitah was squeezed out to mix with the Truma, and you got to have all the Truma out. It's impossible. That's why we didn't follow the Ravina's prescription. Okay, then we continue this sugya here by Rabba. So Rabba came along and made up this chiddush and said that even according to Rabbi Shimon, when do we say that you're allowed to bring kachur based absolutely ignores it only if it's been the Evan, not v'chatchila? Eitzvei, the question. Rabbi Shimon says that what happens if you have a person, a mitzvah, it's a suffix, whether he's a muchlet or he's not a muchlet. But Mitzayda, you lock him up for 7 days to see whether it spreads. At the end of the 7 days, if it doesn't, he goes out. If he did spread, then you stay another 7 days, and then if it reduces, he goes out. The difference is that a Mitzayda muchlet, you have to bring a special carbon ushram with oil on the thumbs and all that. So what happens if he don't know? What should he do? He doesn't know what kind of Mitzayda he is. If a god doesn't know, whatever, he doesn't know.
He didn't call a kohen or something.
No. He called the Kohen B'Novus twice, so he doesn't all the din. So Shimon says, Machros, after he finishes on the eighth day, what should he do? He doesn't know if he has to bring, entitled to bring a carbon ashram and the oil. Maybe Ashama, he brings a carbon ashram. This is Rav Shimon is saying this. And the Loiga Ima, he brings also the oil you have to put on the thumbs. Now, the Ima, he says the following. If he's not entitled to bring it, then he brings it, he's bringing Chulin Ba'azorah. So what should he do? This is what he says, like a Tanai. If I'm taka mitzayda and I need to bring this carbon asham hareze asham, so this carbon I've just brought is a carbon asham. You got to shecht it in the north and do all the law and do the oil on my thumbs like I'm supposed to. Vezel loyga, and this is the loyga of oil and so on and so forth. But what happens im lav? What happens if this is not a carbon asham? So what am I doing with this animal? It's a carbon shlam. I'm doing it in a dove im lav asham zesh shalom in a dove. This ashram is a shalom and a dove. So you take on all the chumris of a shlami, which is, so this is how we do it. This ashram, toan requires shchita b'tzafon. Maybe it's an ashram, so you have to shecht it on the north side. Umatin b'hainus, you have to place the oil on his thumbs. This smicha, also maybe it's a shlami. Maybe it's a shlami. So you give smicha and a sachim, and you do libations, and tenufas chazei v'shoik, because the shlamim, you take your wave over there, the chazei v'shoik, and v'nechel the yom v'layla, but can only be eaten day and night, like a carbon asham. Here's Rav Shimon, he's a suffolk, and lech on this person, and lechatchili, he tells you, lechatchili says, doesn't matter if you're imposing restrictions, the shlamim should be 36 hours, and then you're just limited to 24 hours, so what do you do, Rabbah, tell me that this holding is b'di evid, here we see lechatchili.
It's also, this is, because if you say it's a shlamim, anybody can eat it, if it's an
more answers. Tikune gavra shiny. Here it's different. All the cases till now, the animals got mixed up and the vegetables got mixed up. Here, the animals didn't get mixed up. You don't know which animal is, because it's a suffix on the person. What are you? When it's a suffix on the person and we need to cleanse you, that overrides the problem of a being kachal base of soul. And Rav Shimon says, in this case, I hold a chatchila. You can limit the carbon because we got to somehow or another purify this person and let him come back to society. The Gemara says, Tekuna Gavra Shiny. Ficking a person is different. Says the Gemara, Hoteinach Oshem. Okay, you explain to us what we do with the carbon Oshem. Oh, but tell me, Loig Ma'ikal Emema. What do you do with the Loig of oil? You can't turn a Loig into an Shlamim. So you gave me a solution how you can bring a carbon and you're not knowing what it is. And I say either an Oshem or Shlamim, I tell you the Chumra. But what I do with the Loig? The Amal Loig Zeh, Gemara says, yeah, no problem. I say this Loig can either be the oil that belongs with the Oshem or not. You ain't a Dover. The Loig should be in a Dover. If I'm not a Metzeda. Because you're allowed to donate oil to the Beis Hamikdash as well. Says the Gemara, the Dilma. Okay, let's work this out. The Dilma lav letzayduhu. Maybe he's not a metzayda, so this leg is merely a donation. Uboyim mekame. So what is the oil then? It's a minchas nedava. If it's not, the oil becomes part of a minchas nedava. The din is if you donate oil, what you do is you have to then do a kmitzah on the oil, like you do a kmitzah on the flour offering, and you take that kmitz and you put it onto the mizbech. You put on this bech, and the rest of the oil can be used. How exactly do I don't know? We'll see in Gemara.
It's really oil stuck in your hands. So
I thought
we're
talking about oil here.
We'll see in a second. It is.
How do you do kmitzah of oil? Kmitzah is with flour. You make like this.
Yeah, correct. But then you, but what do you do?
You scrape off the top and the bottom.
Yeah. You scrape off the top and the bottom. But then basically you got some oil left in here. But somehow or other, you got to get that.
I was going to say, unless it's like a congealed oil. That you can scrape
it.
How do you hold
a handful
of oil?
We'll see Gemara Menachos how it's done. Talks about this whole thing. We'll see how it's done. But the bottom line is you need to do kmitza, and then the kmitza, what you do is you take that kmitza and you roast it on the mizbech, and the leftover oil, the kohen eats it. The shemek can be brewed up just like any carbon mincha. It's the same thing as a mincha, and you treat it the same way. So you treat it as what? You do a kmitza, you do haktorah. So says the Gemara, so how are you going to do, what do you do with this leg? If it's... what do you call it? Oshem, you take it and you put it on the thumbs of the mitzvah. But if it's an adava, you have to do a kmitzah. So when do you do the kmitzah? V'dimala mitzvah, by mekameh, someone says, no problem. The mekameh, Titaka does the kmitzah. Why not? He set aside the oil and he does kmitzah first. Nagmar wants to know when you do the kmitzah. The kam, v'dimala mitzvah, 1 second. Maybe it's a mitzvah. Because what do you do with the oil? You sprinkle it 7 times towards the oil maid, and then you go and you take the oil and you put it on his thumb. So when do you do the kmitza and when do you do the sprinkling? Why? Maybe it's a mitzaydo by matan sheva. You have to sprinkle it 7 times. So what do you do? You must say, yeah, the yoy. What's the problem? You do it. But it's a problem when you're going to do. If you do the kmitza first, you took some of the oil away, and when you spray the oil, if it's a carbon ashram, you have to spray from all the oil that was there, the but you just took some away. It's missing some of the oil. It says the loig shemen has to be a full loig. You brought a full loig, and now you took some of it away through the kmitza's felt. Well, so it's the maisi purta umalai. You do the kmitza, and then you have another bottle of oil that you fill it up. And you and so on, you fill it up. It's now we learned chaser haloig. What happens? The leg is missing atchel yutzig before you have a chance to go ahead and spray it, and so on and so forth. What do you call it? Because what happens is the kohen takes with his left hand, puts it in his palm, and then he takes with his right finger and he sprays it on the mizbech, and then he takes it and goes to the mitzvah and he puts it on his thumb. So the left hand becomes like your keli. So what happens? It's in the Feshim Mishnah. Chaser haloig atchel yutzig yimaleinu. You fill it up. What's the big deal? So you do the kmitza, then you have a problem. The loig is missing. You fill it up. Says the Gemara. But 1 second. If it's a shlamim, it needs kmitza, and haboy haktora. But the kmitza, you don't just do kmitza. You have to take the kmitza straight away and bring it to mizbech, and roast it on top of mizbech. The aktal aim. So when exactly do you do the haktora? Before you sprinkle the blood or after you sprinkle the blood? When do you do the haktora? Because after you do haktora, the rest of the oil is permitted. And the truth matters, permitted either way. If it's a mitzvah, the kohen eats the oil anyway. And if it's a dova, it comes like shiori mincha, which again goes to the kohen. The maktila emas, when do you do this? E basa matna sheva, let's say you do kmitza. You refill the oil jug. And then you do the matna sheva, and then you do the haktar. Yeah, then I got a problem. Havale sharayim shechosr be kmitza la haktar. It says the din is if you do a kmitz. And before you did the haktorah, some of the remnants that's left over got lost. You can no longer do the haktorah. When you do the haktorah, the entire shirayim has to be there. So if you're going to spray if you're going to do the kmitzah, then you're going to spray some of the oil. It's missing from the original oil. You can't do the kmitzah. The ain't makir the kaimitz alei, and you cannot be makir the kaimitz. No boss. It must be that you do mincha, you do kmitza, then you do the haktorah, then you do the matan sheva, and you fill it up and you do matan sheva. You kaid the matan sheva, and if you did before the matan sheva, again you have a problem. So what you do? You do kmitza, you do haktorah, and then you want to do the matan sheva. You can't do that. Since if it is a shlamim, what do you have left? What do you have now is called shiraim. If you already did the haktorah, anything beyond the haktorah is shiraim. And we know from a pasuk that that the shiraim you can never bring up as a part of avodah. You cannot do the haktorah, neither can you do it as matan sheva. So how do you then go sprinkle the seven times? So we're in a conundrum here. What do you do? And you're overlav a baal saktiru. So we learn like Sakti Men Ish al Hashem, which is extra. We say that anything, any activity that goes for Hashem, you cannot do after you did the Haktorah. Right, back to the Gemara. So what do you do? So before Matashe got a problem, and after Matashe got a problem. They call Shemen Lish, Matri Bechavaz Aktiru, Omer Abiyud Be'Avshim, Ben Pazi, the Masik Lehu L'Shem Eitzim. You're not allowed to do an activity with it, L'Shem Carbon, but you can do with it. That's right.
See how much sticks to your fingers. But how do you do it with liquid oil?
So this is what you're saying here. You're saying if it's a mitzvah, then the haktorah, everything I did was not part of the avodah. There's no problem. But if let's say it was a shlamim, then you say, this is what I'm being mazah after the haktorah, I'm doing it l'shem, I'm just doing water. Don't think it's blood, imagine it's water here. No, but l'shem eitzim means not for carbon. Here, l'shem eitzim means wood. It means over here that you're being mazah l'shem mayim, as if I'm just spraying water. Look at the last line, Rashi. Ki l'hei mayim, sh'adashay l'hal l'shiyar mincha al mizbeach. Leftovers, you're allowed to burn mizbeach. Don't treat it as an avodah. The Tanya, Gemara explains. The Tanya, back to the Gemara, a little bit nicer.
Consider it as water.
Because you don't need it. Water means you don't need it.
When do you put water on the mizbeach?
I mean, it's a symbolic again. You don't need, it's blood that's not an avodah. Blood is not an avodah, just like water. What is blood? Who cares? It looks red. It's not an avodah. So it's like 18 allowed to put on the mizbeach. The balsak tiru, the leftovers, you're not allowed to put on the mizbeach, which is gone. But nevertheless, you're allowed to put in it for shem 18, not shem carbon. Same with here. Treat it as if you're putting water. If you're putting water, it's an avodah. No. This blood happens to be red water. That's all it is. The time we learn, it says a posik, l'reyach necheyach, it says a posik, a mizbeach, you shouldn't be maile l'reyach, you shouldn't bring as a reyach choyach. I, at a maile, you're not bringing as a reyach choyach, but at a maile l'shem eitzim. You're allowed to bring it up for wood. It's Rashi, look at Tab Rashi. Make you happy. L'shem eitzim, v'hai denokar lishto de eitzim, who told my wood here, v'lokar l'shem mayim. Why, since the whole idea is that it's not blood, it's just red water, that's the point, so why don't we just say l'shem mayim? Because the pasuk, we're basing on the pasuk about saktiru, you shouldn't roast. And there we're talking about roasting on the mizbeach, that's sprinkling. And roasting is the shem eitzim. The expression is, if it's not for carbon, shem eitzim.
It's expression for it's not needed. It's not required.
It's counterintuitive because water is not eitzim. It's the opposite of eitzim.
Put out the fire.
Yeah.
It's basically saying it's a chulin that can go into the mizbeach.
Or any activity of the mizbeach of Migdash, if you're not doing shem avodah. Here it's talking about the mahazah of the matan sheva.
The night of
Sukkot,
when you're supposed to put lime on the
display. And it's like orange juice. So, what about the Shirayim? The boy, Milinu. He just said before that you had to add a little bit of oil because once the kmitza is in oil, so you add a little oil. The ikahach purta de la comes right now. The problem is that this little bit of oil didn't have a kmitza against it. What happens if it's a shlamim? If it's a shlamim, the entire oil that you're going to use had to have a kmitza. But here you put in oil afterwards. Remember, you put in oil to fill it up to a leg. And that oil, that little bit of oil that's extra, didn't have a kmitza done for it. So what do you do with that? It's so complicated here, this whole thing.
Both directions.
Exactly. You have to satisfy. Exactly.
Now it's not a loik, but you can't, but this oil that filled it up, it doesn't have a kmitza.
Yeah.
Why don't you put more than a loik, and then you can be kmitza until your heart.
Because it's passing the loik shaman. The Taita says the loik. How can you give more than a loik?
Because when you take it, gross on that, when after the kmitza.
It's look at every step of the way, there has to be sitting there a loik, exactly a loik. It says, Gemara, so the Cheder, maybe it turns out what he just left over, and the Cheder is the Kmitza that's matter, but there's no Kmitza on it. And the Gemara, the particle. the particle, that little bit, you're paida. And you say, look, if I'm not a matzeda, I'm only it's only a dava. So that little bit that I added on is mechul on this coin sitting over here on the table. It's already in a clay shadus, so you cannot be paida. The clay shadus is only mekadesh if you deliberately knew what you were doing. And here, since you did not, you put it in there because you wanted to become kodesh. You put it in there because on the condition, maybe it's a mitzvah. And if it's a shlamim, I definitely did not want it to become kodesh. So if I can be paid, manushich. He doesn't know if he's a mitzvah or not, because the mitzvah is two stages. He doesn't know if he's stage two or stage one. Stage one doesn't bring a carbon. Stage two does, and he doesn't know what he is, so therefore
it should be declared by person who...
But they don't know, whatever, the guy dropped dead.
He went to the coin told him, now he's forgotten what the coin told him.
And the coin is gone, doesn't remember who the coin was or whatever. I mean, so many possibilities.
It's a theoretical situation.
Yeah. So the Gemara, the Pargle Hecha. So where exactly, now the Gemara said, where exactly is this oil sitting when you're going to be paid it? If the oil is sitting inside the Gemara doesn't let go. If the oil is inside the Beis HaMikdash and you redeem it now in the money, that means you have chulin sitting in the Beis HaMikdash. Chulin Bazar, you're not allowed to have chulin. So what did you achieve now? You now have sitting oil. You removed the kedusha from a little bit of oil. So you have now ordinary oil sitting in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to have ordinary oil sitting in the Beis HaMikdash. Sorry? You shouldn't, but it isn't. It's oil. You're not allowed to bring the Shemesh Shechul Nazar.
But you said the blood is mine, but it's blood.
Yeah, but what are you allowed to bring it? Shemesh, okay. So you want to bite it. And and if you're going to bring the whole oil outside the Beis HaMikdash, you just passed the rest of the oil, which is the carbon. If you just took out the Beis HaMikdash, the entire leg is possible Yaitzeh. And remember that it's Kodesh Kedoshim. It's an Ashram. It's part of the Ashram. It's Kodesh Kedoshim. Anyway, so we're right to Olam Gavoi. He did it inside. You're not allowed to bring chulin to the Beis HaMikdash. Here, you didn't bring in the Beis HaMikdash chulin. You brought it as oil for a carbon. And now, automatically, you did an activity outside. It became by itself chulin. That's not the Isra of bringing in chulin. So the Isra is actually bringing it in. And not over here. Says the Gemara.
It's not like something that's told that you've got to get out of the Azoi quick smart after it's become Tom.
Sorry?
If you've got something, you've got to share that to something that came there.
Yeah, you report. Yeah.
You've got to get out quick smart. Here, this can stay the Chulin.
Yeah. Exactly. Once it's no, the Isra of Chulin Bazar is actually bring in. How can you answer me that with the oil? You make this whole condition that might be shlamim. But Rav Shimon is the author of the Mishnah that says that you cannot bring in oil, you cannot donate oil. Not everyone agrees you can donate oil and treat it like a karban mincha. But Rav Shimon, he holds as a rule, you cannot be donating oil. And for the Gemara, tikkuni gavra shayni. Rav Shimon makes a lot of leniencies to help the person out. So even though normally he says, you're not allowed to bring chatchili, shimmi, kachavez of soul, but to help the guy out, we're going to chatchili bring kachavez of soul. He holds normally you cannot donate oil as a carbon mincha. Here he holds you could donate oil. Why? To help this guy out. Otherwise he's stuck forever in a state of limbo. We want it to come out. Yosef Rab Lechumim. I have another solution. Why do you have to say it's a karban mincha? The Yosef the name of Ashram. They want you. This Ashram is Ashram Toli. We know an Ashram Toli is, if you don't know if you didn't have it or not, you bring an Ashram Toli. And we'll have a Gemara Christmas. That is one Tana who said every single day a person can bring an Ashram Toli because there isn't a day that goes by that you didn't do a Safek Aveda. So why don't you bring this thing? Ashram Toli is very similar to a regular Ashram. I say, Marashach, either it's an Ashram Vade, either I'm a Tzayda, I got to bring an Ashram. Or if I'm not, it's an Ashram Toli. And definitely I did some Veda that requires an Ashram Toli. What do you go this whole long, complicated method of doing a Karm Shlam here? What do you have to do that for? So the Gemara, where are we? The name of Ashram Toli, Shmami, no, it must be, I can only come to one conclusion. That Man Tana, the Polygalad Rabbi Lezer, Rab Shimon, who Dami said, Amos Nad Ashram Toli. Who's the one who argued? Rab Shimon is the one who says that every person is entitled to bring a Toli with Rabbi Lezer. Rab Shimon says, you don't donate an Ashram Toli, you only do an Ashram Toli if you know for a fact. Like you did a Safek Aveda. Not you speculate, oh, I must have done some Aveda, maybe, or some Safek Aveda. It has to be two pieces of fat on the table. One was kosher, one was tray. If you don't remember, you ate one, you don't know which one you ate. Only then you bring it out from Tali. But that's time in the belt tonight. So here we conclude that this is the rights of Shimon. Omalei. So Rabbi Ravina said to Rabbi Chumah, Toida, Toida. He said, Liba, Liba. Where is your Toida? A great man like you is past. How in the world. Can you use one carbon for an asher asher tali? Why not? Because an asher of a metzeda is 1 year old. An asher tali is 2 years old. How can you bring one animal that's less than 1 year old and more than 2 years old at the same time? You say, no, you got too smart for your own good. You ask questions that don't make sense.
One's a
kibbutz
and one's
an ayah. Yeah, look at Ashir. That's a chiluk between kibbutz and ayah. The same animal, but the difference is the age. Kibbutz ben shenasei miflach ba'ayah b'shtei shanim. You're asking a question from an animal that's 1 year old, 2 year old. Asher mitzayda is kibbutz ben shenasei. An asher of a mitzayda is 1 year old. How can you say, oh, if not, this is not totally, she ain't the boiler, ayah b'shtei shanim, 2 year old. Okay, we'll stop here.
That's right.